Welcome back to Tea Time, everybody. Brian Pierce here doing another interview with another X Games medalist. This time we've got Luis Forsley, who got the silver medal at the X Games in Enduro X. They call Enduro X. We're just going to keep going with it. It's what they've done to make it sound more extreme, I guess. I don't know. So, Luis, how is your evening going? We're glad to have you on and to interview you. Tell us how it's been.
It's been good. It's super hot here in Phoenix, Arizona, so I'm kind of like dealing with the heat, but it's okay. Just sweating it out, I guess.
Right. So you're hanging out in Phoenix. You guys don't have daylight savings time there, is that correct?
No, we don't.
So you just stick to the hours as they are, right?
Yeah, I guess so, which I kind of prefer, actually. It's kind of better that way. I'm originally from Massachusetts, and they always, like, do the daylight saving time thing. And so it gets dark at, like, 5 o'clock at night, sometimes 4:30 in the afternoon. It's just, like, so frustrating. You can't do anything in the wintertime when it's, like, all dark and cold. So
right.
That's in Phoenix, actually, just because I hate the East Coast so much.
Now, you grew up there. You probably spent enough time out there in the wilderness, so it's probably good to change it up. So do you have to wake up super early to get, like, road rides in and stuff like that because of the heat, or do you just change it up and go to the gym different days and stuff?
We kind of change it up, but, like, we're going to start getting up really early because lately we've been leaving at, like, going out and riding at 8, but it's just gotten too hot, like, way too hot to do that now. So tomorrow morning we're actually going to get up at 4 and go after from there. I'm excited about it.
I'm glad I don't have to do that, man. That's for sure. Well, congratulations on your silver medal at the X Games. We think that's pretty awesome. Your name's been floating around a little bit. You actually got a win at round 2 of the Endurocross Series before the X Games. Did that do anything for you, kind of just, you know, confidence, anything like that, heading into the X Games?
Yeah, it definitely did. I got, I was really excited about it and just happy to pull off the win. And it was a confidence booster, but unfortunately I had a lot of trials nationals the 2 weekends prior to the X Games. So I was doing trials only and it was all on the East Coast. So I couldn't even, like, I wasn't even riding my dirt bike. It was just trials. And it was just too bad because it totally got me out of my Endurocross groove. So then I came back to Arizona and only got to ride, like, the Endurocross track, like, 2 times before the X Games race, which was just frustrating because if you don't ride Endurocross and train for it all the time, then you just lose it so quickly because it's so intense and, like, just a totally different sport on its own, and you can't really... I mean, other sports, like, help train for it, but for me, it's the best to be on the Endurocross track as much as possible.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting. I've done a couple different interviews with a couple different people about kind of like X Games, Enduro X, and all that stuff. And, man, that is just what people have been saying, is that there's no way to really... And if you're not specifically training for Endurocross, there's no, like, global way to train for it. You really have to be very pinpoint on the fact that that's what you're, you know, training to do. Did you have any just outlandish or crazy wild experiences while you were at the X Games? I mean, it's something no mere mortal like myself has been able to do. So I want to know, you know, how about your experience there at the X Games and if anything crazy went on?
No, there wasn't anything too crazy. I feel like the first, I was only there Saturday and Sunday, and, like, both days I was just so nervous and just trying to, like, contain myself and my nerves. So, no, there wasn't anything too crazy. It was fun. I met, like, a lot of new people, and a lot of the moto girls were there, so I met some of them, and that was cool. And I met some other good contacts, but nothing too crazy.
Oh, that's okay, man. There's always something crazy going on in my life, so I try to make sure I have as much fun as possible. Gotta always look for those angles. So, trials is definitely your background. It seems like you've been doing that for a very, very long time. Moving forward with that, you've gotten a lot of, like, championships as well in the moto trials. So tell us a little bit about your background, how you got started being in the Northeast and everything like that with your trials background.
My dad got into trials in, I think, like, 99, and in 2001 I started riding. I was, like, not into school, didn't do any school sports, kind of just, I was like a couch potato, didn't really want to do anything, and then I started riding trials with my dad, and I just, like, loved it, and I had just a natural talent for it, and my dad knew that, and I knew that, and so I really just wanted to, I loved it too, so I just wanted to ride as much as I possibly could so I could get I just kept setting like goals for myself, and they were pretty high just to be able to compete with the guys and beat them and then go after the national women's champions. So my dad would take me to a lot of different places to ride, and I would train with a bunch of different people and travel around and do nationals. And I just like kept working at it and kept getting better. And then eventually I got beyond the women's class. So I was just like riding with the guys, and the NATC which is the national like championships, they put a class of my own for me, which is women's expert, but I'm the only one in that class, so that gets kind of boring, but I just try to like, compare my scores to the guys and stuff.
Yeah, how is that? I mean, with Cody Webb and Pat Smadje, I mean, Phil Smadje, those guys are obviously, you know, very talented trials riders. How is that for you to, do you get to pick lines with them, or do you get to pick their brains and kind of figure stuff out when you're going through all the different traps?
Not with them too much, because we all start at different times and they start later than I do. So I'm not really around them too much, but I love watching them ride, and I think they're like absolutely amazing. They're such talented riders, and it's, you know, they're cool people too. So they're fun.
Nice. Okay, and I noticed as well that you've got, it looks like you have Life, Let It Fly Entertainment. Is that correct? Is that something that that you run, that you do by yourself?
Yeah, I do. About, it was, I think, 2 years ago, I started Life, which is like my trial stunt show, and it's kind of like what Jeff Aaron does, but...
my daughter's poking her head in. Gonna make it easier for everybody. I've actually had a trials bike, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. I liked how complicated you could make just about everything. There was a way that you could find just going in a complete circle without trying to dab and keep the forks just locked in one direction or the other. I enjoyed just the fact that you could kind of take that and just sit there and do circles. And it would go by within 10-15 minutes, and you just had so much fun trying to stay up.
Yep, definitely.
I don't know.
And it's like such a good, like, it's awesome basics and such a great starter for dirt biking, like dirt biking in general. So
yeah. So speaking of trials being a great, you know, key into basics of motorcycles, you've been doing actually quite a few different types of races from what you've grown up doing. So you've been doing a little bit more of the GNCCs, a little bit more of the Enduros, obviously the Enduro Crosses. How have those other races, those race series been treating you?
I only did a few, and I'm like not that fast yet. So I did all right in them. Like I would podium, not in GNCCs. I didn't do that great there, but I really enjoyed it, so I had a lot of fun, and I definitely want to continue being able to do national enduros and GNCCs, but like unfortunately they're on the East Coast, and now Enduro Cross is pretty much on the West Coast, and I can't travel back and forth because it's just like too much, unless I got like a big sponsor that I could buy plane tickets and stuff and fly. Right. That would be easier, but for now, I kind of just have to stay on the West Coast for the Enduro Cross, because I guess Enduro Cross just suits my style a little better than flying through the woods. So
well, that's okay. So yeah, it looked like you did Florida and Georgia this past year. So those 2 hour GNCCs, because you guys do the AM class. How does that compare to the Enduros that you've done this year?
They're just so intense, because you like take off and you do not let up at all unless you're like crashing, and then when you're crashing, that's taking so much energy too, so it's like really tiring and intense. And I was actually there by myself, so it was difficult to kind of do everything the day before and get my bike worked on and just prepare everything, and then go in and try to focus on like racing and fueling. And it was just, I probably shouldn't have done it by myself, but I didn't have a choice at the time. So, but I did have a good time. It's like an awesome workout. It's a really good experience, and I liked it, and I definitely want to be able to do more.
Yeah, for sure. I'm going to be heading to Loretta Lynn's this year for the last GNCC round, and I'm looking forward to hopefully being able to race. I'll be in the industry class just goofing off trying to race Jagan Weigand at the Weege and see if I can beat him. I don't know if it's going to happen, but we'll see. You know, whatever. But I mean, so moving forward, what's next? You know, is there any big thing that's coming up, or maybe anything that's happened in the past week and a half since you've, you know, gotten your silver medal? What's going on? What's in the future for you?
I'm going to finish up the Endurocross series. I'm pretty excited about those because I like racing Endurocross, so I'm excited about that. And I would like to do maybe some more GNCCs in the fall time if it's like possible for me to do that. I'm also going to go home to Massachusetts at the beginning of August and go on like a, I haven't seen my family for a while, so I'll go on vacation with them. And what else? Just train a bunch. Like, I've since the X Games, I got extremely motivated taking a silver place. So I wasn't, like, thrilled about that. So now I'm, like, ready to tear in there real bad. So
I like it. You got to, man. You got to keep moving forward. I know you've got it in you. Obviously, you've been pushing yourself your whole life, and it's starting to come to a really big culmination. So congratulations on doing so well. But, yeah, I know you're probably wanting that gold, but it's going to happen, I think, if you keep pushing for it.
Yeah, I hope so. I definitely want to. I watch the guys ride, and they're just, like, so awesome, and it looks so cool. And I definitely want to be able to, you know, try to shoot towards how they ride instead of just, you know, going over the obstacles. I want to be able to speed through things and jump things. So I definitely have, like, a lot ahead of me, but I'm, like, totally pumped for it. So
absolutely. I'm excited. Well, it's definitely a whole nother level, and that's okay. You just got to practice, and you'll be able to get there. We definitely appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to talk to us. You got to remember, all this stuff goes on Seat Time. The website, the URL for that website is seattime.co. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/seattime, and as well on Twitter. It's @seattime_co. All the places you can find about the shenanigans and interviews and episodes like these that we go through. So thanks again, and definitely we'll be talking to you soon. I know hopefully we'll be getting a gold medal in the near future, and we'll be able to talk to you about that again. Definitely another first place in Endurocross. I have a feeling that's going to happen.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. You'd have a good night, and don't worry. We'll work through any technical difficulties you ever have.
Yeah, you did a good job troubleshooting.
Yeah, for sure. The internet's a fun place. Keep having fun, and we'll talk to you soon, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
See ya.